Hello to anyone who's listening to this, and welcome to I Could Be Wrong, a short podcast where I throw out my thoughts and invite you to let me know what you think. I've had a lot of thoughts about prayer recently, mainly because thoughts and prayers is something that has wheeled out more and more frequently. When people say it, I often wonder what it is they mean. Like, what are they actually thinking about, and what are they actually praying for? Which got me thinking more about prayer. Prayer's one of those Christian things that we're supposed to do. As kids, we're taught that we should read the Bible and say our prayers. I've already shared some of my thoughts about the Bible recently, and I'd love to know your thoughts on that, but prayer is a strange concept. I think that prayer is different depending on which religious community you're part of. Different churches approach prayer differently. They have different words they use, different cadences, different prayer phrases. They have different expectations about what prayer achieves. And we could go into the pros and cons and all the differences, but there's not enough time, and that's not what I'm really interested in. When I think about thoughts and prayers, a book that I read in my early 20s comes to mind. It's called The R That Changes the World. It's a prayer self-help book. The aim of the book is to help people organize their prayer time. It did not work for me, for a number of reasons. But it's always stuck with me, because as people of faith, no matter what church we attend, there is a belief that prayer can make something change. And personally, I've had all sorts of prayer experiences. There are the moments of euphoria, and then there are the dark soul-screaming times. There are the instant answers, and there are the long, drawn-out silences. For me, I think there are a couple of things happening in prayer. One is that I'm handing to God the things that are too big for me, the things that I cannot change, and I know I can't. And there are the things that I can change. I have to be honest in prayer, because to be otherwise is pointless. I allow myself to look at my life, the things I've done, the way I've behaved, and dig down to the truth. Why did I do what I did? I allow that to be a conversation with someone who knows me so well and still loves me. And in that truth, I can see what I want to try and change. That could be about me, it could be about a situation, it could be about my relationship with someone else. And when I say amen, that word isn't like a one-click option button on Amazon. That amen means let it be so. Now that's not an okay God, you go do everything, but rather an okay, I've told you what I can't do, and I have to focus on the things that I think I can do. It doesn't mean that these things are definitely going to happen, but it creates a direction. If you look at scripture, you see these moments when Jesus prays, and the world changes after those prayers. Some are miracle moments, people getting healed, thousands being fed. Others are big decision moments. Where are we going to go next? Who's going to do what job? Who are the next leaders? And of course, there's the soul screaming moment, like the prayer in the garden where Jesus finds courage for what is ahead. So maybe that book didn't help me organize my prayer time, but that doesn't mean the title was wrong. Maybe prayer is the time that changes the world. But I could be wrong. Maybe my thoughts about prayer are different to your thoughts about prayer, and I'd love to hear them. There are a couple of ways that you can send me your ideas. You could email me at ben@trinityarlington.org. You can download the Podbean app, find this podcast, and you'll be able to comment on the individual episodes that I post. And I look forward to hearing from you.